Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Monday, September 13th. Today on Forbes, from Avengers to Shang-Chi, what Marvel Studios is really worth to Walt Disney? For Disney CEO Bob Chapek, last weekend's debut of Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings is a roll of the dice. It was the first Marvel film to open on the normally anemic Labor Day weekend, and its central character, a kung fu master in the mold of 70s martial arts icon Bruce Lee, is little known. Its exclusive theatrical release, which Chapek himself called a, quote, interesting experiment, comes as COVID cases continue to spike. The Chinese government has yet to approve the film for distribution in the world's largest movie market, raising the stakes for Chapek. But Disney has built up quite a bit of wiggle room with its control of the 80-year-old comic book publisher that writer Stan Lee and illustrator Jack Kirby put on the map. Purchased in 2009 for just $4 billion, Forbes estimates the company is now worth almost $53 billion, or about 16% of Disney's market value. Not a bad return on an investment that few said would ever pay off. Tom Staggs, Disney's former chief financial officer who helped lead the acquisition, says, quote, "People didn't fully understand and appreciate the franchise potential of the genre like we did. We were able to buy it because the industry didn't totally get it either." Keeping that value may be one of the biggest challenges facing Chapek, the former theme park and consumer products executive who took over as CEO last year. He has already rankled Hollywood by taking on Scarlett Johansson, one of Marvel's biggest stars, over compensation tied to the simultaneous theatrical and streaming release of Black Widow, including the contentious decision to disclose her $20 million salary for the role. That strategy also reportedly rankled Marvel Chief Creative Officer Kevin Feige, who didn't want to see the film downgraded to home streaming. For full coverage, check out Dawn Chmielewski's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.